Well, joining us is Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester as she has her weekly visit. And she, of course, our calf and heifer specialist. And today we're going to talk about options for fly control. And I guess if they can handle the cold weather, the flies can be about. But Angie, what are some of the options for fly control when we're talking about our milk-fed calves?
Well, you know, if you're feeding a milk replacer, so many of the milk replacers now have feed-through additive right in the milk replacer, so you should be good there. Check to make sure that yours will have it. If you're feeding pasteurized milk, there are milk packs that you can add to that. Now, there's just a plain Clarifly add pack that you can add in. There's also a product called Pasteurized Milk Balancer, so you can extend the milk, put in the fly control in, and some Bulbatec and other things as well. So depends on the needs of the farm.
Now, should we be starting those type of products soon?
Really, we should. You know, this year it's been crazy. We don't know when the switch is going to turn, but we need to be prepared, and we want to get it in before fly season actually starts. So we're looking at sometime here in May. So in the next couple weeks, we want to get the products in, get them ready, get the stock rotated so that we're ready to go.
Now, should we put these products into our calf and heifer feeds as well?
Really, it should be. It should be in, besides the milk, it should be in starters, growers, minerals, cow feeds, anywhere that the animal is on like a bedding pack, so where the flies could go in and lay eggs and things like that. So if you're in a freestall barn, that's probably not quite as much of a necessity, but making sure that you have it in there in those areas. If you just have it for the babies but not the other ones, those flies will leave that area and, you know, they'll bother the calves anyway.
Yeah, I just said with a freestall, maybe not as big a necessity, but otherwise, I mean, you kind of answered this already, but should every animal on the farm then have fly control in their feed?
Well, right, and the thing that you look at is, okay, so does it need to go in my cows? Well, okay, are we going to have a manure pile? Are we going to have a lagoon? Is that lagoon top fed, or does it have a crust on top? So we have to look at those places where flies are going to lay eggs, and we might just say, well, okay, we've got everything under control there. We don't need to have that there. But if we do use it, make sure that we have it in for body weight dosage. It needs to be set for the size that these animals are and the rate that you're feeding them.
Well, then, Angie, what is your tip for the day?
Well, you know, fly control isn't just about feed additives and fly sprays. You know, we talk other years, we've talked about keeping areas clean, scraping up spilled feed, anywhere that the flies can lay eggs, keep tall grasses down, help airflow, anything like that that we can to prevent a good spot for the flies to lay eggs. And don't forget about our pasture animals. You know, they're going to need protection from flies as well, and they are hit by horn flies especially.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was my last question, but we got it all covered, and of course she does a great job. If you have any other questions or comments you have for Angie, you can always call her at Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's a lot of great information on the website.
You're right. The website is heartlandcooperativeservices.com. So we do have articles on there. We do have information on there. And if you happen to miss the podcast that we've done here, you can go on there and check it out.
That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.